It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. For decades, the city of Green Bay has been trying to move large coal piles stored near where the Fox River enters Green Bay. The piles were kept there to fuel a now-closed power plant. Those coal piles have become a symbol in some ways of the city's industrial heritage and its quirkiness, but the land is prime real estate that's seen as having a lot of potential. Last week, after long negotiations, the city and county signed an agreement with the owner of the coal piles to move them. Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich joins us now for a look at the future of the site. Mayor Genrich, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks so much for having me.
Like I said, this has been a long time coming. What does it mean for you and the city of Green Bay to finally see this deal reached?
Yeah, it's been a big week for us as a community. Last Thursday, the county board approved the arrangement between C. Rice and the county to relocate C. Rice's coal operations from a near downtown location. About 35 acres is taken up of our downtown waterfront by these coal piles. And what's going to take place as a result of that agreement is the relocation of that operation out to an exclusively industrial area, still on the waterfront, but much better suited for this kind of use. C. Rice is actually going to be consolidating their coal operations onto a site that they currently operate, and then moving some other bulk commodity operations onto that Pulliam power plant site that you referenced in the intro. So, I mean, really pretty transformational for us economically, environmentally, and culturally, and something that mayors going back probably over 70 years have been talking about. I was joined by a couple former mayors, Mayor Schmidt and Mayor Jaden, at that county board meeting last Thursday. And so just really excited that, you know, we've been able to work with our county partners, C. Rice, a lot of state and federal dollars and partners made this possible as well. So I think it's just, you know, it's a demonstration of what is possible when you have the resources, when you have the partnerships to make something like this happen.
I'm going to make a big, I think, understatement here, Mayor Genrich. This site of land has a lot more economic potential than holding up some stacks of coal, right?
Exactly. I mean, we you know, have some preliminary estimates, which I think are pretty conservative, of, you know, being able to increase property values by 150 to 200 million. We've been really successful as a city in redeveloping our waterfront over the last couple decades, kind of reorienting ourselves back towards the water as an industrial city by heritage. You know, the way that the Fox River was used historically is not, you know, how we want to use it moving forward. We still have a working river here, a really important port that's vital to our industries, but we also appreciate our natural resources and understand the economic and environmental value in really reorienting, like I said, ourselves back towards the Fox River. And so, yes, it's the potential there is extraordinary, and we're looking forward to partnering with C. Rice on master planning efforts and ultimate redevelopment efforts on that site in the very near future.
Now, what is the timeline for having the coal off of there and the land ready to go on to its next chapter?
Yeah, so obviously this is not something that happens overnight. On Thursday, the county and C. Rice did come to agreement on a term sheet. Essentially, they have until September 15th to come to terms on the lease itself. And so I know that they're going to be working hard to make sure that happens in a timely fashion. Then, you know, all of the, you know, the planning and engineering is already moving forward to make sure it's completed in time once that lease is signed. At that point, then the construction begins. Because of the $15 million that was received by the state of Wisconsin, there's a pretty strict timeline. So this work has to be completed by the end of 2026. Once that site is prepared for C. Rice, that's when the relocation will happen. Essentially, the coal will be depleted at their current site and built up at that Fox River Terminal site. And so, you know, it's probably going to be a matter of years before you see all of those coal piles removed from the site south of Mason Street here in downtown Green Bay. But the most vital thing is the fact that this agreement has been made, and we have certainty now that it's actually moving forward.
You mentioned environmental impact here. Now, coal can come along with contaminants. Coal sitting in the same place for decades. I imagine some of those contaminants might end up in soil. Is there going to have to be remediation before a new thing can be built there?
Yes, I think it's safe to say that there's going to have to be remediation on that site. You know, we have a good history here of working with the federal EPA on their brownfields program, which has been really helpful to us in redeveloping brownfield site in our downtown and other areas of the community. And so we're expecting that that's going to be necessary here. What's interesting is, you know, coal is not as bad as some liquid contaminants. Oftentimes, you know, a small operation like a dry cleaner can be much more challenging to remediate than a site like this. So there's no question that remediation is going to be necessary here. But we feel comfortable that that there's a lot that is possible, given the experience that we have and those federal resources and obviously state partners that are available as well.
Talking to Eric Genrich, mayor of Green Bay, about a decades-long situation that's finally coming to pass. Coal piles being moved from some prime real estate there. Mayor Genrich, that brings us to the fun part, at least for city planning nerds out there. This sounds fun. You've got this area, and now you get to build a vision of what to do with it. What is that going to look like? How do you figure out the public side of things, the private side of things, what this is going to be used for?
Yeah, so I mean, at a very high level, what I've said is this is really an extension of our downtown redevelopment that's taken place over the last 20 years or so. So mixed-use development, bars, restaurants, hotels, apartments, condos, you know, that sort of thing, as well as making sure that we have public access available for folks to the waterfront. You know, we are, of course, going to get into the weeds on it with a planning process in collaboration with C. Rice. We're also hoping to move forward on a waterfront plan for the entirety of our watershed, essentially for the Fox, the Bay, the East River here. And so this is going to be a really key site in that overarching plan. But, you know, we plan for a lot of community engagement to get a better understanding of what folks in the community are looking for. Engaging, of course, with C. Rice, the company will continue to be the property owner of that site and other stakeholders here. To make sure that we are planning for what really has buy-in across the community.
Bigger picture here. You had the NFL draft, I think widely viewed as a success for Green Bay. Now, this development, getting rid of this thing that was part of the industrial heritage, moving in a new direction now. Does this change the way you sell Green Bay to potential visitors, people moving there, to businesses?
I think so. I think you know, we're really, really proud of that industrial heritage that I was referencing. We're a working class town with a blue collar mentality. But we are, I think, striking the right balance as far as, you know, how we value our natural resources, how we appreciate the Fox and the Bay and the East River as well. You know, I think some folks are maybe familiar with that iconic Ski Green Bay poster where there's somebody skiing down our coal piles. That's not necessarily how we want to be known in the future, but we appreciate the nostalgia of that as well.
The coal pile thing aside, I'm sure you've got your eyes on two budget processes going on now, the state two-year budget and, of course, the big budget bill in Congress. Are there things in either or both of those bills that you're watching to see how they're going to affect Green Bay?
You know, you referenced the draft earlier. We've had a number of conversations with the governor and with our local legislators about the state kind of picking up some of the tab with respect to the security costs or public safety costs associated with that draft. So hoping in some fashion that our state government is going to be able to support our public safety entities here in Green Bay, as well as Brown County and Ashwaubenon. At the federal level, obviously a lot more uncertainty and, you know, a fair amount of concern on my part and on the part of a lot of our local residents. Actually going to be going to a roundtable later today with some folks to talk about the negative impacts on renewable energy resources in that reconciliation package. You know, rapid phase out of incentives for solar power have been included in that reconciliation bill. And so just trying to figure out exactly what that means for our local workers, businesses, residents who are looking forward to seeing some cost reductions if they move forward with energy efficiency or renewable energy initiatives. So that's one piece. Obviously, also really concerned with cuts to Medicaid that have been proposed within the reconciliation bill. So there's a lot going on there, you know, doing what we can to keep tabs on it. And hoping that our federal delegation recognizes the importance of partnering with local communities to make sure that that people are taken care of.
And we're talking amidst stepped up immigration efforts, protests in places around the country. How are you watching this immigration situation from your vantage in Green Bay?
Like a lot of people, you know, just kind of tuning into what's happening in other parts of the country. You know, we have had a lot of meaningful conversations with our immigrant community here in Green Bay, along with our police chief, Chris Davis, Attorney General Josh Call, our state representative, one of our state representatives, Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner. We got together, you know, probably a couple months back just to hear people out, to make it clear that Green Bay is a community of immigrants really since its founding. We're proud of that history and heritage and plan to, you know, you continue with that into the future. And so, you know, we, like everybody, including our immigrant community, are not interested in having violent criminals in our city or in our state. And so I think when those efforts are appropriately focused on removing violent criminals from our state and from our city, we're supportive of that. These mass deportation efforts are really concerning. And so we're, you know, keeping close tabs on things.
Mayor Genrich, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
That's Eric Genrich, mayor of Green Bay. We talked to him today about a long-awaited agreement to move coal piles from a high-profile site in the city. Hey, people who live in Green Bay or Brown County or go there often love to hear your take on that, on these coal piles going away, as we heard, over the next couple of years. Is it about time as far as you're concerned, or are you going to kind of miss them as a landmark? Tell us about it. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.